First Peter 5 and 7. Read it. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. All right. There are some things it doesn't do us any good to pray about. Y'all listen? There are some things that it doesn't do you any good to pray about. It doesn't do any good to pray about. For instance, for an example, it doesn't do me any good, it doesn't do you any good to pray about our anxiety or our cares that we have, or our worries or our concerns, if we are not going to do what God told us to do about it. Okay? It wouldn't even do you any good to pray about that. About our cares, about our worries, about things that we are anxious about, or our concerns, if we're not going to do what God told us to do about them. This is pretty good, isn't it? So far I have said, there are certain things that it doesn't do us any good to pray. It wouldn't do you any good to pray about. For example, your cares and your anxiety and your concerns that you have in life. It doesn't do anything any good to pray about those things if you're not going to do what God said do about those things. All right. God doesn't want his children to be worried about anything. God doesn't want his children to have any anxiety, and he doesn't want his children to have any concerns. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, he tells us to cast all our care upon him, for he careth for us. Amen. Now, I want to give you some pointers. These are some pointers. These are some things, some pointers to help you to cast all your cares upon the Lord once and for all. Amen. I'm giving you something that will bless your life. Amen. I'm giving you some pointers because it's not going to do you any good to pray about concerns or things that you are worried about or things that are concerns in your life unless you're going to do what God told you to do about them. And 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all your care upon him. Because he cares for you. Amen. God doesn't want his children to be concerned about anything. He doesn't want his children to have any cares or any concerns or any worries. Hallelujah. He says, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Hallelujah. After a while, you're going to be able to kiss that verse. I mean, just get the Bible up and just kiss it. Kiss it. Just kiss that scripture. Because this is a love letter from your Heavenly Father to you. And you want to do what God tells you to do. It doesn't do you any good to pray about these things. Amen. This is one of those examples. It doesn't do you any good to pray about it. Any of your concerns, any of your cares, or any of your anxiety. Unless you're going to do what he said do about it. Do with him. And so he said, casting all. Say all. How much is all? Amen. All your care. All your concern. All your anxiety. All your worries upon the Lord. Because he cares for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, this is one thing you can do. Here are some pointers to help you cast your cares once and for all on him. Y'all ready? Number one, after you have prayed about a situation, don't think about it anymore. Don't think about it anymore. Now, so this is really number one. Keep your mind focused on the answer to your prayer. After you prayed about a situation, Don't think about it anymore. So if I were going to count this as number one, I say, keep your mind focused on the answer to your prayer. Amen. After you pray about something, don't think about it anymore. Keep your mind focused on the answer to the prayer. Answer to the situation. Answer to the prayer. You can do that, can't you? Don't think about it anymore. Once you pray, don't think about it anymore. Number two, if a thought about that situation comes to your mind, listen, don't try to fight that thought with thoughts. If thoughts about that situation comes to your mind, don't try to fight that thought with thoughts. Speaking the word of God out loud is the best way to fight thoughts. If that thought, if anything about that situation comes to your mind, don't try to fight it with thoughts. Speaking the word out loud is the best way to fight thoughts. That's how you fight thoughts. You don't fight thoughts with thoughts. You fight thoughts with words. Say words. So if I was going to count this as number two, I wonder if this would help people in college. You know, some of y'all teenagers, y'all going to go to college. I wonder if this will help you. It really will. It really will. Listen, when you are in the state that you are presently in, you might be a single person. You might be a single person. This will work in your life. You might be married, might have a whole lot of responsibilities. This is the key. Amen. You might have a situation that's so big that it's scary to even think about it. That's how you do it. You might be facing something. It might be facing something, and you say, well, this is the biggest thing I've ever faced. I've never faced this. Or you might say, I faced this before. I don't even want to face it again, because that's how you do it. All right? If thoughts about the situation come to your mind, don't fight that thought with thoughts. Speaking the word of God out loud is the best way to fight thoughts. So number two is speak what God's word said about the problem. Don't think it. Don't just think it. Listen, speak what God's word says about the problem. So number one, I said keep your mind focused on the answer. Don't even think about it. Once you pray about a situation, don't even think about it anymore. Don't even think about it anymore. Then I said, speaking out loud God's word is the best way. It's the best way to fight thoughts. Don't try to fight a thought with thoughts. It don't work. Amen. Number three. Y'all want me to go on or? Amen. When I was studying and preparing, I thought that I would probably just give you two so that you'll remember it. Because you can give people too much sometimes. And just give them too much and they won't do any of them. Amen. You can get caught up in this list and trying to do five things at one time and not do either one of them. But if I can just give you something and you can go home and you do these. If you do what I just told you, you'll have a Merry Christmas. And you'll be healthy and wealthy and wise. Amen. 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 And so when I was studying, I was thinking, wow, this is good. And I'll probably stop right here tomorrow. That's what I was thinking last night. Because my commitment is to feed you where it'll make a difference in your life. Amen. Amen. Y'all notice I'm not trying to win a popularity contest in how we can preach. Come on, somebody said, the kid can preach. But I'm beyond trying to prove I can preach. Amen. Amen. This will save your life. Listen, What I'm telling you will save people's life. This will literally save people's life. So I'm sitting here now seeing, sensing. My antennas are up to see if the Spirit of God wants me to go on. Hallelujah. You know, God is alive. You know that? You can go on over there and you don't even be expecting anything. It's like an explosion going on over there all the time. It's called glory. Glory. Yeah, glory. See, in that spirit realm is glory. He's in you. Amen. If you went home today and somebody said, what did y'all learn today? You put a big smile on your face and say, I learned how not to have a care in the world and let God work out everything for me while I'm sipping Kool-Aid, twiddling my toes. Hallelujah. Because the Father wrote me a love letter just to me and told me to cast all your care. I'll take care of it for you. Hallelujah. So I don't know if y'all can stand three more of these things this soon. If you can get these, you'll fare well. Amen. I said some things that you really, it doesn't do you any good to pray about. And when I said that, some of y'all look like I just crawled from under a rock. Pastor said, don't do you good to pray about certain things. If you're not going to do what God told you to do about your cares and your anxiety and your worry, it don't even matter. It doesn't even do you any good to pray about it. Because God says casting how much? All your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. I was at a church about 10 years ago. I ministered that. I said, God cares for you, so you don't have to care. He cares for you. Amen. Praise the Lord forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now this whole message, if I don't reach for those keys, he's not going to give them to me. Oh yeah, they belong to me. But I can key less. Do I have any keys? No. Do they belong to me?
Yes.
But it don't matter. If you ask me about going cranking my car, I'll say, you got to go and check with him. I don't have my keys. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and the 14th verse. Some things that don't do us any good to pray about. For instance, it doesn't do you any good to pray about your concerns, or your cares, or your worries, or your anxiety, unless you're going to do what God said do about it. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And I said, number one thing you can do in order to cast your cares upon the Lord once and for all is, what? Once you pray about a situation, don't think about it anymore. That's good, isn't it? Amen. Once you pray about a situation, don't think about it anymore. I know what you're thinking. But Pastor, I got to be trying to... No, I said once you pray about something, don't think about it anymore. Keep your mind focused on the answer to your prayer. Number two, when a thought comes to your mind about that situation, about that circumstance, don't try to fight that thought with thoughts. The best way to fight a thought is by speaking the word of God out loud. And so you want to speak what God said about the problem. All right? Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Jesus is a high priest. It says Jesus is a high priest. A high priest is somebody who carries something into effect. A high priest is somebody is that creates something according to a specified blueprint. That's what a high priest is. A high priest is somebody who gives, who dispenses out something, and the high priest brings something into effect. That's what a high priest's job is. He brings something into effect. He dispenses something. He creates according to a specified blueprint. That's what a high priest is. Okay? Now, read that again. Ready? Read. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, who? Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. That means that when you say something that God has said, Jesus will make that thing come to pass in your life. That's what that means. Now listen, that scripture right there will save people's life. I have sat in a room, and made a petition, wrote down what God said about it, and then I make a petition about what I'm going to say to God about what I want to happen. And that person's like, person dying. The person is dying. And the person is my son. Now you know that if I don't know this, I wouldn't be laughing on the way to the hospital. And laughing throughout the whole night, sitting up there in that hospital room, laughing on the way home. What I'm telling you will save people's life. It will save your life. 2 weeks before this incident, this was one of the scriptures that God lifted out of the scripture for me. That one and about two or three others. Didn't know that I was going to need those scriptures to save myself and save people's lives with it. Somebody said Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Read it again. Ready? Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast saying the same thing that we know God said. That's what that means. Since we got somebody who would make it come to pass, you cannot make God's word come to pass. You cannot make anything happen, but you can participate. And he says, since we have somebody in heaven that will make every word come to pass, let us hold fast to saying the same thing we know he said. I guess that's enough for today. Stand up to your feet. Glory to God. I said, glory to God.